This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And we've got a really cool, little bit intense kind of show, but much needed conversation that's going to go down tonight. And I'm really excited because I've got a new friend that's going to be joining and two girls, women, amazing moms that I've known for a while. One that you guys are all familiar with. And of course, I'm talking about Sarah Blackwood from the band Walk Off the Earth. Sarah's been on the show 10 million times. We've always had so much fun on the show. So I'm happy to have you back on tonight, Sarah.
Yeah, so happy to be here. I know, it's good to see you. I missed this. I missed the show.
I know. I miss doing this on Zoom with you, and you're always in the car.
I'm always in my car. I know. Somebody just actually pulled up and was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm doing a meeting. What do you want? Like, where am I supposed to go?" You know?
It's all good. We need to escape the home sometimes with the little ones running around and partners running around and, you know, all that stuff. So the car is a great place. But Sarah, the reason why I have you on is because not too long ago you posted a reel and it just hit. It hit me. I was like, oh my God. And that reel was really moving and it was really touching. And you were talking about someone you love and adore, and that is your best friend, Sam Taylor. She's the host of the Deep Sea podcast. Before we introduce the other two guests, do you just want to run us through what that reel was about?
Yeah, of course. Well, Sam and I have known each other. We actually met through Beard Guy, Mike Beard Guy Taylor, because Sam is married to Mike's brother and with the band and everything and all, you know, it just, we all came together. Sam was pregnant with her son at the same time I was pregnant with my first son. She already had a little girl. Allie was two at the time, and we were both huge and pregnant, and just, you know, and we went to yoga. We met and we just connected, and it was an instant friendship, an instant easy friendship, which was so crucial at the time, because when you're into the world of newborn babies and such, like, you really need things to be easy and you really need them to be supportive. And yeah, it was just an instant friendship. Years and years and years have gone by. I've had a couple more kids since then. All of our kids have grown up together, you know, like back in the 90s when, or in the 80s even, when we, you know, you're hanging out with your cousins every week, every weekend. And that's kind of what their relationship is like. And it's really special. And I'm so grateful for it because I got to have that as a child. And I think it's super important. And so, yeah, so our kids have grown up together. They've traveled with us. They've gone through a lot of ups and downs with us, including even the loss of Mike, which was a shattering thing that happened in our world. And we are best friends and we do life together and we still do. And we call each other every morning and our kids all go to school together. And it's just one of those relationships that, like, fortunately for us, has just been everlasting and will be for life. She's my sister.
I love it. I love it. And I think that we need that support, not only as human beings and we need those relationships, but as women, and more specifically as mamas, we need that support system, right? To know that we're not alone whenever we're going through something, whether it's something like really amazing to call someone up and be like, oh my God, you won't believe what happened. This is fantastic, and to celebrate with, or those moments where you're like, I can't stand up, you know, or I've fallen and I need help. And they are there to pick you back up and be like, you know what? You got this. You can do this. And I am here to give you strength when you feel that you don't have it. And I got that message a lot from what you posted on the reel, Sarah. And so you know what? I think you should have the honor of introducing Sam.
Yeah, of course. Well, first of all, what you were just saying, that is Sam. Sam is the person that you call when you need the perfect piece of advice or something worded perfectly to either inspire you, motivate you, change your thought, your direction of thought, talk you out of something, talk you into something, whatever it is, like she is the one, which is what made this situation so different. Because like, I'm sure she's used to hearing me call her crying, but we're not so much used to having Sam call us crying. So this is what made our relationship shift in a way. But introducing to you, Sam Taylor, the new host of the Deep Sea podcast, which we are going to dive into, but my best friend, my sister, my partner in life. I don't know why men and women do life together and not women and women. It makes no sense to me, but Sam Taylor, everyone, please.
Sam. Okay, Sam, welcome to the show. This is your first time on the show, and I'm sure that it will not be the last. And I will say that now, right at the beginning of the show. The Deep Sea podcast. What's the Deep Sea? What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about cancer, but we're talking about it from a parent's perspective. So Sarah, thank you, Sarah. Thank you for that beautiful intro. I obviously echo all the same things back to her. We do life together, and she's right. When we had a big shift in 2022, my daughter was diagnosed with cancer, and she was 10 years old at the time. It was shattering. It was a fracture. And like anyone knows who has ever received that news before, your life ends. Whatever you knew as life then, whatever your existence was then, it completely ends. And you're thrown into what I describe, what it felt like for me, was to be thrown into the depths of the ocean where you can't breathe, you can't see, you don't know how to survive in this new environment. And it was really important to me when I was down there in the ocean trying to navigate this new reality with my daughter sick with a terrifying disease. It was really important for me to find the other people down there who I could connect with and relate to. And so during her treatment, along with obviously my community, my friends, I found other cancer parents who I could share this very unique relationship with. And now, thank God, we are post-treatment. My daughter is, there's cancer doesn't go away, but we are post-frontline treatment, we'll put it. And now I wanted to start a conversation with all of the parents that I could possibly find to talk about how they are navigating the experience of having a child with a cancer diagnosis. So that's the Deep Sea podcast.
I love it. And I think it's much needed. And I think that if we can help others, why not? Why not? And then that brings in our third guest, who so like in a weird, strange way is connected to all of us. And we just put this puzzle piece together. And of course, I am speaking about Rosemarie Pisano. And she is a mom of a cancer warrior who's going through it right now. A mom in our community. And her son, Domenico, has been so brave enough to turn to social media and share his journey through this. I can't imagine how difficult that is. Rosemarie, welcome to the show. I've known you for so many years, and it's the first time I'm having you on the show, and I'm so happy that it's here with these other women. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I just love all of you. I want to tell you that you guys are great women to have in my circle. I can totally relate with what you were saying about having that one friend. I know we have lots of friends, but there's this one friend that you like, it's like your coffee in the morning. You call them when you leave your house, you're driving after you drop the kids. You call them like for no reason. And it's the friend that never judges you, no matter what you do, crying with boogers coming out of your nose, like that friend. And, when I found out about my son's diagnosis, sure, I did not want to talk to not even my sister, is my mother. I told them through a message, I got results back. This is what it is. Don't even call me. I don't want to talk. But I had that one friend that I called and just started screaming. Like, I didn't even know the words. Sorry. I have my Kleenex here. And, she's not the friend that says she does. But, it's going to be all right. And God gives you what we're going to talk about all this, but God gives you what you can handle and all these little lines that everybody gives you. she's the friend that just went, like, I can't even say the words because they're swear words, but bleep this, this sucks.
Say them and we'll bleep them out.
Cried with me. She just cried with me. And like, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, I'm just going to, we were on the phone, so she couldn't hug me, but like, she's the one who's just going to give me a hug and hear me cry. Not, you want words of encouragement, you do, but sometimes you just want to turn around and be like, shut up. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Shut up. Like, as much as we're explaining to you what we're feeling, we can't explain it to you. And that's why this podcast, Sam, is amazing. And meeting you and having a conversation with you is amazing because, I don't know, just little things that it's, I feel bad because I can't even explain it to my friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to. Like,
we're going to do our best to get into this conversation, dive in, like Sam would say, right? Dive into the deep sea, have this conversation and talk about childhood cancer, what it's like being a mom of a cancer warrior going through and fighting the battle, and so much more, including the support from the people that are around us, like the Sarah Blackwoods. You know, so don't go anywhere. We've got more right here on The Parenting Show. You're listening to us on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And we've got an amazing group of women and mamas joining me on the show tonight. We've got Sarah Blackwood from Walk Off the Earth. She is a good friend of the show, returning guest. We've got Sam Taylor, host of the Deep Sea podcast. And we've got Rosemarie Pisano. She is a mom of a cancer warrior going through it right now with her son, Domenico. So we're talking about cancer, childhood cancer, and we're talking about the love and support from our friends as, you know, some of these families go through this journey. You know, just right now off the air, Sam, you were saying, you know, because you just heard Rosemarie talking about that moment that she heard the news. And she's like, I don't want to talk to my family. I sent them a message and it's like, mom, sisters, don't call me. I don't want to talk to you. But Rosemarie, you said you had that go-to friend that you were like, okay, but that person I'm going to call and I'm going to scream and I'm going to like just let it all out with. Sam, you were saying, sorry, Rosemarie.
I was in the middle of a parking lot because actually when I found out, it was on my phone and I read it during my other son's Christmas concert. So I left and went in the parking lot and I was screaming like a crazy person. Like someone must have thought there was a murder outside. I didn't even care who was around. You know what I find crazy is what I've learned. You know when your kids are small and they tantrum and they go to the floor?
Yeah.
They automatically drop? That's what happens. I don't know if that happened to you, Sam, but I just lost it. I would drop to the floor. I don't know.
I was with my daughter when we got her full diagnosis and her treatment plan and prognosis. So I held it together on our drive home from Sick Kids and made up some excuse when I dropped off my daughter and husband that I had to run to the store to get something and found a parking lot. Same thing. I was in my car and I called Sarah, shaking. And she picked up the phone knowing that we were coming back from that appointment. So she was, you know, prepared. This wasn't just any regular phone call. And the sounds that came out of my mouth, I had never heard myself make before. And it makes me emotional just thinking about it right now, because it takes a very special type of person who can hold that. And Sarah didn't have to say anything. I didn't need her to say anything. She just sat there and she held it for me. And honestly, I needed that more than she'll ever know in that moment. And she continues, by the way, to hold it for me. Like, that is her type of friendship. That is who Sarah is. She isn't the friend who will say, it'll be okay. Don't worry. We'll get, no. She knows that that's all stupid. And those are all just platitudes that absolutely no one needs to hear, because also that's not true. We don't know it's going to be okay. So Sarah's ability to sit in the pain with you is a gift of a friend that I think we should all, I mean, it is the greatest gift you can receive from a friend. And so saying those things to her in the parking lot that day, hearing myself say chemotherapy for the first time, hair loss for the first time, radiation. I mean, these words have such weight to them. And to have a friend who can hold them for you is, like I said, and I'll keep saying, is a gift that I can never, ever thank her for. It was life-saving.
Sarah, how was it on your end?
I don't know. I'm getting emotional over here too.
Yeah, so am I. Like, it's...
I mean, to me, it doesn't make sense to say to somebody a lot of the time when something this f***ed up and traumatic is happening, to say, oh, it's going to be okay, or everything's going to be fine, or don't worry, everybody's going to be strong, because like Sam just said, you don't know. You don't know. And if you really think about it and the words that are coming out of your mouth in the moment, in that situation, for you to say something like that, it's almost like, and I don't want to put anyone down, because a lot of people do say things like that because they don't know what to say and they get kind of stuck and they're like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
To give somebody, it's a go-to, but to give somebody a sense of hope in such a moment where there could or couldn't be any at all just feels so false. And I think instead of like, so when you recognize that saying those things is not true, it's not true in the moment, and you're talking to the person that you, one of the people you love the most in the world, you're like, the only thing you can really say or do or whatever is, like Rosemary said, is like, you know, I don't know. There are, again, there's no words, but choosing, you know, it's a choice. You can choose to be there and to really be there, or you can choose to say like, this is something I'm not going to be able to handle.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people can.
When it's someone you love and someone you care about, someone you grew up with, this is Ellie. Again, like my first memory of her, she's 2 years old with little water wings on. Like, she's essentially my daughter too. You know, she's the little daughter that I never got to have.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, okay, well, this is happening. I have no answers. I don't know what the to say, but this is happening to you. And now it's happening to me, and it's happening, and it's happening, and it's going to happen.
You know, we talk about this so much on the podcast, how friends, how family responds to you and how important that is. And honestly, one of the biggest takeaways that I want to share, and Rosemary, I bet you'll say the same thing, because what Sarah did is she stayed normal. She didn't change who she was. She met me the same way she would have met me the day before, and trying not to do that, like head tilt, pursed look. Oh, I'm so sorry. Be yourself, be normal. I can't think of a better way to support someone that you love.
I agree.
You know what? This just made me think of something else. You know, I lost my dad to cancer, and I've dealt with cancer in many ways. And so there's a lot of things that people just don't know what to say. They don't know what to say. They freeze up. They want to be supportive, but then the wrong things start coming out of their mouths. So I was like, should we talk about that, ladies? Should we get into that after the break? I think it's important that we do, because it makes a huge difference for the families that are going through it. Something that you can say so innocently, something that you can say just like, you know what, I thought that I was being supportive. I thought that I was being encouraging. I thought that I was being positive, could actually impact that parent, that family, that sibling, the whatever it is, in a way that you have no idea unless you are in their shoes. So don't go anywhere. We are talking about childhood cancer, and we're talking about the mamas that are going through it with their kids or have gone through it, and their friends that stand by them and support them through it all. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night, and you are tuned to The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. We are talking with an incredible group of mamas tonight. We've got Sarah Blackwood from Walk Off the Earth, Sam Taylor, the host of the new podcast, the Deep Sea Podcast, and Rosemarie Pisano, mama and warrior of an incredible boy fighting cancer right now, Domenico. Rosemarie, I want to get into Domenico's story in a sec and talk about what he's doing. But before we do that, because we were just talking about getting the news and what it was like getting the news and having that support system who often is not even a family member or the spouse or whatever, but it's that one person like Sarah Blackwood for you, Sam, you know, and Rosemarie, you had mentioned that you had your girlfriend too, a specific girlfriend that you ran to when you were just falling apart. What are some of the things that people have said to you that maybe it's better off if they just didn't say it? And I think it's important that we talk about this because so many times, guys, we are dealing. Try and think about your life. For those of you listening at home, think about your life and think, have I never been impacted by cancer in my life? No one I know. I can guarantee you, you know at least one, two, three, four, maybe even five people, right? So it is something that we are dealing with. But when it happens and it's someone we know, a lot of the times you freeze up and you don't know what to say, or the wrong thing comes out of your mouth, or you may think you're saying the right thing, but you're not. So Sam and Rosemarie, what are honestly some of the things?
For me, the best comments that people give me that make me feel good, and it's going to sound weird, is I don't know what to say to you.
Yeah.
Because I like that. It's raw. They're not trying to come up with, you know, God's going to save you. And the worst line is God only gives you what you can handle. And I'm like, you know, I can't f-ing handle anymore, dude. Like, leave me alone. So yeah. Sure. The thing is, I don't get upset because I know where they're coming from, a place of love, and they're trying to encourage and trying to be positive and manifest good things. And that's fantastic. And it's all going to depend. Not everybody's going to receive things the same way. But those people that are just, and I have people that just message me, I know you don't know me. I'm here for you. If you need to talk, scream, break something, I'm here for you. I can even send you a lasagna. Those are the best people. Yeah. But I mean, some people, for me, it's the God brings you what you can handle. That pisses me off. I don't know. What about you, Sam?
Yeah, I have a long list, but I'll say that one of the hardest things is when someone doesn't say anything at all and they completely leave the circle and I know why they're doing it. I know that it's too hard. It's too big for them. And that's their work. Okay. But sometimes the best thing you can do, and again, bringing it back to Sarah, is to just sit with that person. You don't have to say anything. Just be beside them. Talk about whatever comes up or be okay with silence. Asking someone when they are, like I said before, in the depths of the ocean where you are not breathing, you cannot see, you don't know how to swim that deep. You are really trying to figure out your new environment. It is so scary and disorienting. The best thing I think someone can do is just read your energy. And that does take a special kind of person. If you don't know how to read that person's energy, then my advice is to not take anything personally. None of this has to do with you. But if, you know, you can just, like you said, bring food, bring support, ask the group of people around that person what they need. I found that when people asked me directly, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? I got so annoyed because I don't know. I don't know what you could do. Take out the cancer? Like what do you mean? I don't know. Oh. That question is giving me homework, right? I now have to think of something for you to do. Whereas ask the people around you. So Sarah was part of a group of people that kind of contained our family. And they all spoke amongst themselves and they came up with plans on how to best support us. But to ask that person directly, how can I help? What do you need? Do you like meat lasagna or vegetable lasagna? Look, like I don't know anything you're saying right now, right? That like I'm on another planet. Yeah.
That is so true. You know, what you're saying about giving me homework, because I feel the same way. I have the teachers at the school, like I'm so appreciative, but it's like, what does he like? What is he into? What can we get him? And I'm like, you're giving me a project. I got 30,000 other projects on my mind right now. I don't know. I don't know. But what I find though is it's hard to tell people what to say and what not to say, because like you said, it all depends on our mood too. It's a little bit of a teeter totter. Yes. There's some days where your friend, maybe not your best friend, because that's a different story, but someone will talk to you about their children, or they won't talk to you about their children. And you notice that they're not telling you things that are good in their life because they don't want to make you feel bad. And that makes you feel bad, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's times where they are telling you things because they're trying to be normal. And you're like, well, you, I don't want to talk about how your kid has a cold, runny nose. Like, it just depends on our mood. So I really feel bad for the people who call me when I'm not in a mood, because, you know, sometimes you just don't want to hear it. And we have a choice to not answer the phone. So sometimes I tell my friends from the beginning, if I don't answer the phone, don't take it offensively. I'm just not in the mood.
You know what?
It's really hard, yeah. I'd imagine, you know, like going through that, like you said, Rosemary, 1 minute you'll be fine. And you're like, yeah, you know what? I do want to hear about your kid, and I don't want you to tiptoe around things, you know what I mean, for my sake. But then at other times too, you know, it's just like you hear them like freaking out. You're like, oh my gosh, we had to go for a checkup today and my kid needed to get blood out. And you're probably thinking in the back of your head, well, my kid got blood drawn like every day for the past 2 weeks, or mm-hmm. has had to go under and has had scans. And you know what I mean? Like, you're like, okay. So I hear pain.
I feel, go ahead, Sam.
Sarah, I was going to just ask you, because you're kind of the perfect example. Like, how did it feel when you didn't know what to say? Or like when other people would say to you, I don't know what to say to Sam. I don't know how to help. Like, what kind of dialogue and conversation did you as the friend group have, and how did you all support each other?
Well, I mean, I was really close to you. So I was getting, there was like a small little group of people that were very close to Sam, and we kind of all played a different role. And sometimes there would be, let's say, an appointment or something that we are all kind of waiting for the result of, but instead of all four of us or all five or all 10 of us writing Sam at the same time and being like, we all need to know now, like what happened. We just patiently waited, because there was always like, I knew that for this test result, it was probably going to be this person that was going to hear from Sam first. I'm going to go to that person and say, hey, you know, I'm on standby for all the things. Like, we had this really amazing structure of really amazing people. And I really loved when people would come to me first, because I felt like, one, that was taking it away from you. So again, I'm on the outside here. I don't even like it when my in-laws ask me what to get the kids for Christmas. Like, that's enough homework for me. So this being in this is like, one, I don't f-ing know. Like, if for you guys, I don't know. I don't know what you can do to help. I don't know, but now you're making me think that I need to give you something to do so that you can feel better, like you're helping. So we really wanted to like avoid that. So it was really just like strategic. And I really liked it when Sam like would come to me or tell me things, because then I would say to the group, like, don't bombard about this right now, y'all, or here's what's happening, or here's a note. And we have this really great group. So, and every once in a while, Sam would write this long post kind of giving everyone the breakdown, and that would go to the group. And therefore she wasn't getting attacked by like a bunch of people asking the same questions and having to review those results or the everything all over and over and over and over again. And for us, it was really important to maintain that, to maintain not having her having to tell a bunch of people and relive a situation a bunch of times that's already horrible enough. It was just like, how can we create little filters to make this as tolerable as possible?
I love that. I love that there's that support system and there's that group. And I think that that's what is needed in situations like this, right? So the person, family, whoever going through it knows, number one, that they're not alone, that they've got the love and support that they need, and that these people in their support group are there and understand that there's going to be moments where, hey, I want to be left alone. Mm-hmm. Go away. Don't talk to me. And then there's going to be times where it's like, understand my silence as a cry for help. You know what I mean? Or I will just, you know, verbal diarrhea. I'm just going to like unleash all this information on you. I'm going to vent. I'm going to cry. I'm going to scream. You know, I may be even happy, but it's so important. Bottom line is that support group. And having that system in place. You know, I know that we were talking about like what to say, what not to say. And there's really no black and white there. As Rosemary pointed out, like there's no black and white. It kind of depends on the day, what's going on, you know, within the journey, what might be happening at the hospital that day. We just have to, I guess, kind of read the room, if that makes any sense. We are talking about childhood cancer on the show tonight, and we've got more right after the break, so don't go anywhere. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We are talking all about childhood cancer on the show tonight with three incredible mamas. We've got Sarah Blackwood from Walk Off the Earth, Sam Taylor, the host of the Deep Sea podcast, and Rosemary Pisano, mama of cancer warrior Domenico. And we've been having like a really interesting conversation tonight and a really important one. One thing that I want to hear about, and I know that Sarah and I have talked about it, is how Sam got started and why she got started. And then I kind of want to hear from you, Sam, because your podcast is all about the parent perspective. And then Rosemary, from you, where it's like, it's a little bit different and it's coming from your son's perspective and his choice to turn to social media. So Sarah, tell all of us how it all got started.
Well, I mean, it got started from Ellie's diagnosis, really. Sam is an incredible writer, amazing person to talk to. And she's taken this traumatic, like horrible experience situation and turned it into this really helpful tool for people. And I'm so happy that she's doing that because she has such a huge voice and she's got so many amazing things to say and she's so fucking easy to talk to. And I'm just so proud of her for putting this podcast together. That's why I posted about it, The Real Everything, because I just wanted to, as many eyes and ears on this thing as possible, because I think it's so important for the community that they were tossed into. So Sam, take it from here. Talk about your podcast.
You know, it's interesting because it started obviously based on families who have a child with cancer, but I really do think that this podcast can be applied to anyone who has been thrown into a dark, scary place. Because it's not so much about the place that you're thrown into, it's what you do about it. It's how you respond to it. It's how you get yourself, crawl yourself out of it. And those stories are always different. So people ask me all the time, is talking about childhood cancer every day really sad? And I say, you know what? I'm not talking about childhood cancer every day. I'm talking about how these brave, courageous, incredible human beings have crawled their way out of this scary, dark place. And to me, those stories aren't sad. Those are the most brilliant, uplifting, expansive stories that you can possibly share with each other. And so, yeah, our content is going to be tough. You know, we are going to talk about kids who have passed. We are going to talk about kids who are still in treatment. But the way that these families and these caretakers have responded to this darkness will always leave you with light and with joy and with hope, even yeah. in the darkest, darkest spots. And so that's why I say it has, you know, the cancer is, yes, the root of our conversation, but all of the branches that come out of it are really life-affirming. And that's why I want to share these stories, because you can take something from all of them.
And I have to say that you're coming from a parent perspective and you're coming from a point of view where it's sharing these stories, and let you're leaving your daughter's story up to her.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Because, it's
yeah.
Which it's is, go.
I was saying, which is very different from like what Rosemary and Domenico are doing. Right. And I don't think that there's a wrong or right.
No, of course not.
Everyone deals with it differently, and takes in the information differently and copes differently. And so you've got some mamas and some dads who are just like, I need to talk to other parents and I need to be friends with other parents, you know, at the hospital going through it so we can, I know I'm not alone. And some others are just like, no, I am not here to make friends. Mm-hmm. I'm here to get my kid through this. We're going to kill it. We're going to like come out on top. And that's that, you know? And if my kid wants to talk about it, that's up to them, which brings us to Domenico. Very, very brave young man, Rosemary. And I know how proud you are of him, as well as your other two kids, you know? But Domenico chose to turn the camera on himself and share what he's going through. How's that as a mama?
So, you know, we come, our family is very open on social media. His father has a lot of followers. I have a business. We share our lives on social media, but, you know, Domenico had an account with just a couple hundred people. And, we told him, you know, we're not going to post anything on our account unless you're ready. We don't want to post things unless you tell us to. And we didn't tell him to go posting anything. And then we went to go, got to the point where we had to shave his head. And he actually had really long hair, longer than me. And it was a very traumatic experience. And I posted that and actually had like 67,000 views. I can't even watch the video. But he decided on his own that he was going to go out there and talk about it himself. So whenever he posts things, you know, like announcing that he's going to have an amputation, we let him do that before we did it. We asked him, do you want him to be announcing it or us? So I'm just going to tell you a little bit that Domenico was actually a kid who's pretty much been bullied all his life, through high school. And he's, you know, and he started to just keep to himself. And it sounds so crazy. I had posted before too, that one day I just had this revelation, like this kid's going through so much and there's a silver lining in here that I see. And right after we shaved his head, he became a new kid. He is, I cannot even believe how strong this kid is. And I tell you, he doesn't post and then cry behind, like after he's done the post, like he's like that for 80% of the time. He has his moments. Don't get me wrong, but he keeps me strong. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe how he is. And I know I've, as his mom, my job is to, like, sometimes I will remind him, let's do a post. I sing with him in the car and I make videos with him to make it light. You know, and I just, the amount of messages we get to say how inspiring he is for people who've gone through this or going through this or have never gone through it and don't know what it's like. I don't know. He just amazes me. And he's at 7,000 followers almost now. So, you know, he's liking the attention. He needed that.
And you know what? I think that that is a great thing for him to have, this community and this support. Like, we're talking about mamas here who need the community and support, but what about that person going through it, right? And that right there must be so beautiful for him to have people reach out to him that don't know him, you know, that are just saying, hey, we're thinking about you. We're praying, we're sending love your way. And that he has this outlet, right? For you, Sam, the outlet is the podcast, right? Like Sarah was saying, you're an incredible writer, speaker, right? So how beautiful it is, how beautiful is it for you to be able to share this through your words, through your voice, or for someone like Domenico to like turn the camera on social media, 16-year-old boys, like, this is what I'm going through, you know? And I'm sharing my journey with all of you guys, which I think everyone should go and check out. So Rosemary, if people want to check out Domenico and follow him, where can they do that?
On Instagram, his account is at DXM612_.
Okay. So you can go follow Domenico there and send him some awesome DMs of love and support. And Sam, if people want to listen to the Deep Sea podcast, where can they find it? And how, it's not spelled S-E-A like the actual C, but it's the letter C.
C for right? Cancer. That's right. It's the deep sea. That's the deep ocean you get thrown into, the deep cancer ocean. So we are on every single podcast platform, the deep sea, the letter C. And on Instagram, the Deep Sea Podcast, I post a lot about interviews that are coming up, and you can see all of the interviews that I've done so far. But we're just starting. So find me, come share your story.
And hit subscribe and support. So go follow, go hit subscribe, support these amazing mamas and these kids that are going through it. And of course, say, you know what I find also helps big time? And I always say that one of the best forms of medicine is music. So while you're going through all of it, you're going to want to tune in and follow Sarah and Walk Off the Earth, because honestly, Sarah, the stuff that you guys do too, it just feels so good. And it makes me so happy watching you guys on social, your whole entire family. So Sarah, where do we follow you guys?
Just Walk Off the Earth, everything. And actually, if you're in the Toronto area, June 1st, we're playing Budweiser stage. Sam will be there. Everyone will be there. It's going to be the hottest show of the summer.
I'll be there. Me and Domenico will be there.
Yeah. So everyone's invited. And yeah, that's it. I mean, we love making music. We like bringing joy to people. And one of our biggest inspirations is hearing stories from people about the way that our music has helped them get through something or experience something that they needed that little bit of a lift or something to help carry them through. And that's what music does, Pina. I'm the same. It's the universal language.
This is why we sing in the car. See?
Oh, and for everyone listening at home, you definitely do need to go and buy a ticket for the show, because I have seen them live before and it is absolutely incredible. And you leave there so happy and on this amazing natural high. So go do it. And ladies, I want to thank you all for joining me on the show tonight. If any of you missed some of it and want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast, available anywhere where podcasts, wherever you like to listen to your podcast, just go look us up. You'll find us, hit subscribe, and listen back whenever you got some time. But that's it for us. Again, Sarah, Sam, Rosemary, thank you so much for joining me on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. It was so good to see you.
And that is it. That's it. We'll catch you next week. Same time, same place as The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo. And you've been listening to us on 640 Toronto.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.